This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Huh, this is an 80s song that I didn't put in the stack. Interesting. Very interesting. Big game coming up in about, if I'm doing my math correctly, 51 hours from right now. When the Chiefs meet the Eagles again in the Super Bowl. Strangely, it's not getting old around here. Let's go to New Orleans.
Bill Belichick's girlfriend wasn't even born yet.
Okay. Bob Fesco from 96.5 The Fan. Hello, Bob.
Hi, Scott. Sorry, I've been taking pictures with many a Chiefs fan out here on Bourbon Street. They love my sailor's cap.
I don't have to ask what's the vibe because we've all been to New Orleans. And then when you throw in the Super Bowl, I think it's probably something between the Waste Management Open and Vegas and Miami would be my guess.
Yeah, probably something similar to that. I mean, I don't know if it's quite Waste Management Open yet. It's only Friday afternoon, Dana, you know, here in New Orleans. But, I mean, being on Bourbon Street and just seeing the crowds grow basically every single day to where we are right now, I can only imagine what it's going to be tomorrow night. And I've said this all week, and I've gotten some pushback by some, you know, important people in the NFL when I say this. This is the best Super Bowl city, and it's not even close. I love being in New Orleans. Everything's walkable. Everything's close. Everybody's together. And I think that's so important to have when you have it in these other big cities. You're driving all over the place and nobody's together. This is all centralized. Everybody's here. And, I mean, people are having themselves a time.
What are the teams doing? I'm assuming they are not on Bourbon Street this afternoon.
The Chiefs are probably in some sort of meeting room or something like that right now, getting ready for the game. I'm sure they had a walkthrough this afternoon. Their hotel is the Marriott on Canal Street. I'm actually staying for the next three nights in the Eagles team hotel, which is a little bit further removed from the Bourbon Street area. But the Chiefs, like, if you wanted to pick a central hotel to everything, the Kansas City Chiefs are right in the middle of that. And the crowds outside of the team hotel, they've got extra security outside the team hotel because so many fans just want to get up close and see these guys.
What, is there going from the hotel to the bus?
Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. They're just hoping to see anybody. There's so much security here. You can't meander around the team hotel like you used to be able to back in the day. In fact, I don't think I've ever felt safer somewhere than I do right now in New Orleans. We've got armed army people on every street corner. Every street corner is blocked with tanks and army vehicles and blockades. They're doing bag checks for everybody to get on the Bourbon Street like it's the airport or a game. They have come out in full force with the security stuff.
Well, they were saying in the paper the other day, New Orleans will be the safest city in the world and definitely the United States come Sunday afternoon.
Well, there's no question. I mean, when you think about it, right, you've got the president of the United States, first sitting president ever to attend a Super Bowl, which I never knew before. That's wild.
I wouldn't have known that.
First of all, right? Exactly, right? So you've got the president of the United States, the most famous star in the world. You've got the two greatest quarterbacks that have ever played the game because Tom Brady's calling it, Patrick's playing it. You've got the greatest head coach. You've got a Hall of Fame tight end. You've got a Hall of Fame defensive tackle, and you have me all in one stadium. No wonder.
All right. That's enough.
So when do the, I mean, I know the players are always dialed in. They're always focused. Like, you get to have a little bit of fun. And I saw some video of a couple of them, like, hanging out on Bourbon Street, all of the things. But at what point are they locked down, dialed in, and it's football from here on out?
You know, I think probably Tuesday or Wednesday that kind of happened. Once the media started getting in town and they had their media veils and their practice time, Sunday and Monday was a little bit more kind of laid back, a little bit more relaxed. They could get out and do their things. But now as you get closer and closer to the game, and as you know, they even at home games, they stay in hotels and whatnot. So all these people are here. All these people are trying to get a look at the players, but they're not going to get a look at the players, because I think pretty much for the most part right now, they're all on lockdown. They're all getting ready for the game. Like, Patrick Mahomes on Monday night at media night looked as annoyed as I've ever seen him before, like annoyed in a good way. Like, I don't have time for this. I'm ready to go play a football game. I'm ready to kick your ass. And he looked so put off and aggravated. And I said to a couple of people in the organization, I said, he looks dialed in. And I had one person tell me, they go, you don't know the half of how dialed this man is for this football game.
Well, Bob, that leads me to a question, though, because I heard some of the questions that were being asked at media night. I think it was Monday night, if I'm not mistaken. Do they need to put a time limit on this? Because some of these questions are getting really, really dumb.
It's making everybody look bad, quite frankly, Bob.
Well, that's what Media Night is all about. It's a bleep show, and they're there to ask the dumbest questions they can to get clicks, right? Their content farming is what they do now. They know if they put it up on Twitter, people are going to click on it, they're going to get likes, they're going to get love, and they're going to feel self-important. So they show up to these things, and they do. They try to ask the dumbest questions to get the answers that are going to get people to click and like them and become their friends in fantasy land. So that's what this media whole thing has become. And Todd, Scott, there is a time limit on it. It's 60 minutes. They talk for an hour at those podiums.
Well, they need to shorten it to 30.
I agree. You're telling me, man. I didn't talk to one player the entire time. I was doing other things. Hey. So I'm with you. Like, I'm 100% with you. They don't need to be up there for that long. But now that's a ticketed event. The NFL's making money off of media night.
You know, in boxing, for example, it's pretty well known that the boxer never sleeps with anyone in his bed the night before a fight. Do you know if the families are with the football players in the hotel?
Yeah, they are. I mean, they got down here. Some family members arrived on Wednesday. There's more planes. A family and personnel coming down today that are going to be here getting into town. So, yeah, they'll be with them. Most of the team and everybody flew down early, and the wives and family members started to arrive Wednesday and Thursday.
What's your prediction for the game? I know you always predict ridiculously wild.
Right, 35-0. I've been predicting for every game for the last 5 years, and it's never come true. So 35-0, Chiefs, let's go!
Hey, I love that it's festive. Are the Eagles fans behaving? Did you see the billboard back here that says, call this number for a Chiefs pep rally? And it diverts you to the Fly Eagle Fly fight song.
They can't even spell their team name. They tried to talk so much smack all week, and I just spell their name wrong, and they look at me and they go, you win. E-G-L-S-E-S Eagles. Right?
That's about right, Bob.
You know, you had a great point. At this game, the two greatest quarterbacks in NFL history will be in the same building, one calling it, one playing it. I didn't even think about that.
Yeah, and I'm hoping, and Tom Brady has a real opportunity in this game, if you ask me, because I believe once the Chiefs win and Patrick's won three in a row, he becomes the greatest quarterback of all time. I've gotten so much pushback all week long. Tom Brady has the opportunity to say in this game when the Chiefs win, hey, Patrick Mahomes, you've done something I couldn't do. You're the greatest of all time. Tom has the opportunity to pass that torch. Will he? I don't know.
I don't think he will.
He should.
Well, what he should.
He never won three in a row.
No, but Patrick hasn't won seven.
I know, but Bill Russell won like 11 rings. Do you consider him the greatest NBA player of all time?
No.
No, exactly. So...
What is going on behind you?
That's the sounds
Bourbon Street.
And the flavor
everybody's
of
Bourbon. Everybody's yelling. Hey, every bar has a live band.
Hey, Bob, I was trying to explain the smell to Scott. There's really no explanation until you've been there.
I've never been.
You have wafted through that. Can you try to bring us some of the smell? And I'm not talking about Café du Monde.
No. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's a hint of sativa with a smell of 3 a.m. bar with that cleaner that they use in every bar called Fabuloso and pee.
You said pee or tea?
Both, yes.
Either one, yeah.
Well, Bob, you have fun down there, and let's pray for a Chiefs win.
We will be winning, and we will be bringing this victory home on Monday, guys.
35-0, huh?
35-0 Chiefs, let's go.
Have you ever put money on that number?
No, but I bet them to win every week.
Okay. I love you, man. Be good.
Yep. Well, underdogfan.com, promo code KMBZ.
35-0.
Can we all collectively knock on wood?
Can you just be serious for 1 second?
Thank you.
Would you?
No.
If you were on Bourbon Street in New Orleans?
No, I would not.
Sounded like he was having a good time.
Yeah, I did. Well, he did text me when I texted him. I said, hey, can you join us at 2:15? And he wrote back, let's do it. I'm at a bar on Bourbon Street. What number do I call? I sent him the number, but I said, are you sober? And he said, yes, have not had a cocktail yet.
Yeah, it is interesting. There are parts of working these types of events that can be fun and memorable, but it is a grind unlike anything I can describe.
Well,
it is a grind.
But he only has to host his morning show from there. I'm assuming he's staying through Monday. He's done for the next roughly 48 hours.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to start paying attention until 5:30 on Sunday.
I think you're overstating like the amount of work that even goes into that radio show when you're down on Bourbon Street, but maybe not. I mean, the one time I worked down there, I will never forget it. I left and said I would never go back. And there was a guy down there that we were all down there with, and I had one free night. And I go down there, and he was being escorted out because he did not make it to the facilities in time. That's Bourbon Street.
Oh, hence the smell of urine.
Yeah, it's in the air.
913-586-7798, 586-7798, here on Dana and Parks.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.